Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Gospel tracts are small publications containing the gospel. So today we're going to talk about passing out tracts. That is, passing out gospel literature that others can read and find out how to be saved. Now, gospel tracts are small. They range in size from small leaflets, perhaps just one single sheet of paper, very small. They also may go up and become like a small booklet or a small pamphlet. Whatever, they are small and they're convenient. They're relatively inexpensive. The better ones are definitely going to get read. And the nice thing is you can carry a few of them in your pocket or carry a few in your purse, and you can hand about anywhere you come in contact with people. Passing out tracts, I think, is an excellent way to publish the gospel. You're sowing the seed of the Word of God if it's a good tract, you know. If it's one that really contains the gospel, if it has some verses in it, if it has something interesting that would cause people to want to read it, that's good literature. You should carry some. You ought to carry a variety of tracts so that you can have one that is appropriate for each person you meet. My wife has a little pouch that she keeps in her purse, and she has four or five different kinds of tracts in there. And we go to a restaurant or something and pay the bill, and we leave the credit card receipt there or the cash there. Then we can put the tract right there on the table or give it to the waitress. You see, tracts are just very, very convenient. They're particularly good when you don't have time to really visit with the person, or they don't have time to visit with you. They're working. You can give them a tract. They can take it home and read it later. So today what we want to do is we want to give you some practical tips on passing out tracts. Practical tips for passing out tracts. And these are going to range from, you know, how you dress to how you talk. And we'll start with that item there, that dress. Dress appropriately when you're passing out tracts because you are representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and look at verse 20. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So we are the person standing between that sinner and the Lord Jesus Christ to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you ought to dress appropriately. Now, you don't have to overdo it and look like a Jehovah's Witness. You don't have to dress in a white shirt and put on a tie and look like a Mormon. But you should be presentable. In other words, if it is your intention on a given day that you're going to purposely pass out tracts, you know, cargo shorts and flip-flops, they're not the best attire for an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ when he's passing out tracts. I mean, cargo shorts and flip-flops, that's what you wear by the side of the pool or what you wear when you're out on the beach. You know, a lot of people, that's what they wear to church these days. I don't agree with that at all. You're an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result, you ought to be dressed in a presentable fashion where somebody would be inclined to receive the gospel and receive a gospel tract from you. The second practical tip is that you ought to go where the people are. You know, when Paul preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was in public. He was in public. In Acts chapter 20, verse 20, he said, and he's talking to the Ephesians, the elders of Ephesus, and he says, you know how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. So when you were passing out tracts, you know, we want to be where we have some pedestrians to give the tracts to. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul, in discussing his ministry, he said in verse 22 of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he said, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. That's what he said. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. So when you're passing out tracts, you're making yourself presentable. You're making yourself available under any circumstance to give the gospel or to be used by the Lord to give the gospel to some sinner that doesn't know Jesus Christ. Now, you're going to see people throughout the day. You're going to see cashiers if you go to a store. You're going to see wait staff if you go to a restaurant. You're going to see tellers if you go to the bank. And people like that. Now, you can easily give tracts to them because you're engaged in a conversation. You take care of the transaction. You reach in your pocket or your purse. You present them with a tract and you say, here, I've got a little something that you might be interested in reading. And generally speaking, because you have done a transaction with them, they're going to be courteous and receive it from you. But you know, in addition to carrying tracts and using them in the ordinary course of your day, you can actually go to a place where there are lots of pedestrians and pass out tracts in larger quantities. I mean, we've given out at times thousands of tracts at special events. There may be an event where, you know, there are going to be 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 or 10,000 people gathered. And you can go to that venue and you can carry tracts with you and in a very, very nice and very presentable fashion offer those to the people that are there. And generally speaking, they're going to receive those tracts from you. So, that's a very practical thing to do. Go where the people are. Here's another practical tip on passing out tracts or passing out gospel literature. Be bold, but don't be aggressive. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul is recounting his relationship with the people that are saved there now in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, he said, even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. Well, here he's talking about being in a situation where, you know, he was in some fertile ground, but it wasn't easy plowing. He had suffered in another place. He had been shamefully entreated in another place. There was contention in another place, and yet he said, we were bold. And you should be bold. But there's no need to be aggressive. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech, Colossians 4, 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So, on the one hand, bold, obviously expecting a little confrontation, and yet on the other hand, speech with grace, seasoned with salt. So we're confident, you and I, we are confident that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's answer to fallen man's condition. I mean, people without Christ who are lost need Jesus Christ. We know that. And we know that the gospel is the real deal. You know, we're not like a religion where we teach them about a kingdom or teach them about God, something that had to be found in some other book besides the Bible or some other translation of the Bible besides the one we have, like a New World Translation of the Jehovah's Witness. We're not subverted by a false doctrine. We know we got the real deal. We are experiencing on a daily basis the life-changing grace and presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. Paul said, I am not ashamed, okay, of the gospel of Christ. So there is no reason for you and I to be sheepish when we're offering someone a tract. There's just no reason for that. But at the same time, if they don't want to receive your offer, don't force it. I mean, it's their choice. You know, you may need to be, in some cases, rarely, you may need to be persuasive and tell, hey, look, you really need to read this. It'll be good for you. But for the most part, you don't have to be aggressive, okay? Because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'll tell you a funny thing that happened, talking about not being ashamed and yet being, you know, in some sort of a confrontational environment. Many years ago, there were several of us, and we were preaching publicly. We were preaching on the street, and we were out in front of a bar at night, right after the Alabama and Auburn football game. So the big rivalry was on, and there were a lot of people that had already had something to drink, and they were going to a bar to have more to drink. Now, the fellow that was preaching was not very wise, and he was trying to get a rise out of the crowd. I mean, they're over there standing in line waiting to go drink, and he's not seeing any response, so he thought he would make some response. And he says, there's no hope in the Pope. The Pope is a dope. And when he does that, there is a barrel-chested cowboy with a white Oxford cloth button-down shirt and a cowboy hat and a chest stuck out, you know, standing in that line with his girlfriend, and now he's decided he has something to prove. So he comes marching across the street, and he is going to do something or say something to that guy that's been preaching. I wasn't preaching. I was standing there with another guy. And the classic thing you do when somebody's getting ready to start trouble is you go and shield the preacher and kind of move the adversary over to the side and then deal with him about whatever's got him riled up. And, of course, there are a lot of people looking now. So this old preacher thinks he's doing good because now he's got an audience. Well, they're not looking because they want to hear what he has to say. They're looking because they're expecting to see a fight, and so am I. I'm expecting to see the same thing, and I really don't want to be part of it. However, the guy comes across, and he's all upset, and he's upset because of what the guy said, you know, saying something bad about the Pope. And I told him, I said, now listen, when we got him kind of shielded over, I said, now listen, I said, that guy, you know, he doesn't mean anything by what he said there. He's not trying to run down the Pope so much as he is trying to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't like the way he said it either. I said, but that's not the point of his message. The point is, don't put your confidence in a man. Put your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where salvation is. And that comment kind of calmed the guy down. So, you know, we talked a little bit longer, and I said, now listen. We're just here because we're concerned for men's souls. We really know that people without Christ go to hell, and we don't want them to go there. And please forgive us if we said something in a way that, you know, stirred you up. That's not what we're here to do. And, you know, the guy was so appreciative, he reached in his wallet and pulled out a $5 bill and put it in my pocket. And I told him, I said, well, while we're not here to, you know, to offend people, we're also not here to raise money. I said, so I'm going to give you your $5 back. And when I reached in my pocket to get the $5, I also got a tract. And I slipped the $5 and the tract in his pocket. He said, now, hello, fella. He said, I don't want that tract. I don't want that thing. I said, no. I said, you really do. And I said, here's why. You've been having a great time tonight, and the party's been good, and you get ready to party some more, and you're going to wake up in the morning, and you're going to be asking yourself, now, I wonder what it was that caused me to go across the street and confront those fellows that were over there preaching the gospel. And this tract will help you to understand what we're really trying to do. I said, I just want you to have it. You may decide in the morning you want to read it. And he said, well, thank you, fella, and shook my hand. And, I mean, we were just the best buddies. It went from a fight to about 5 minutes later, we were good friends, you know. That's the way it is sometimes. So he starts back across the street, and halfway across there, lo and behold, this preacher decides he is going to take another shot and say something stupid to see if he can't get the guy to come back. I could have killed the man myself, you know. I was just like, why are you doing this? Sure enough, he let it come right out of his mouth. I don't remember what it was, but here comes the barrel-chested fella, and this time he's not taking no for an answer. He's gonna poke that guy in the eye. And I had half a mind to let him do it, I'll tell you. Ugh, just the way some people are. But anyway, Sure enough, and now it not only is he coming across the street, he's not very tall. The fellow's probably 5'7", 5'8", barrel-chested. I mean, he could hurt you, but he's just not very tall. And he's being followed now by another guy wearing blue jeans and boots and a white button-down shirt. And this guy's about 6'4", and he's got a barrel chest. And I'm telling you, this ain't looking good. And I mean, just when the fella stepped up on the curb where we were, the big guy's right behind him, he grabbed the shorter fella that came over first and picks him up and turns around, starts to walk off with him. And I'm like, wow, thank God, you know. And the reason, honestly, that he's walking off with the guy is that their name has been called now to go into the bar. Their table is ready. And about halfway across the street, with the barrel-chested guy now kicking and screaming like Yosemite Sam, the big guy turns around and he hollers at me and he says, "You know what his problem is?" And I said, "No, sir." He said, "He knows he needs what you're talking about. He just don't want it." And off he goes. I'm telling you, be bold, okay? But don't be aggressive. You're not out there to pick a fight. You're out there to, and you're not there to force it. You're there to give the gospel. All right, so practical tips on passing out tracts. Dress appropriately. You're representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Go where the people are. Be bold. You don't have to be aggressive. But then be courteous and be wise. In Matthew chapter 10, the Lord told his disciples, he said, "Now look, you know, not everybody is going to like what you have to say, just like this guy I told you about." In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Be courteous and be wise. You know, often you're going to have the opportunity to engage somebody in a conversation. You know, after you've given them a tract, they're going to say, "What's this?" And they're going to look at something and they said, "You know, I've been thinking about this," or "What church do you go to?" or "Why'd you give this to me?" or, you know, any number of things that might stir up in a conversation. Well, when that time comes, be courteous and respect his time. He may have just asked you the question. All he's looking for is a straight answer. Or he may have opened the door for an opportunity for you to preach the gospel. You know what? Be careful with his soul. You want to leave the door open when you're giving somebody the gospel for somebody else to further the work of the Holy Spirit in his life at some time down the road, a little later. Your job and my job when we're passing out tracts is to simply do the work of the Holy Spirit up to that point. It's a seed-sowing ministry. Up to that point, let the Holy Spirit take it from there, and don't trample the vineyard so the guy's so hardened against the gospel that the next time anybody approaches him, he doesn't want to hear anything. Be careful with his soul. You know, you want to leave the door open. That's what you want to do. So be wise. Be wise. And listen to him carefully. Because he's going to say something. And when he does, if you're listening carefully, the Bible says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." You know what? You will be able to reply directly to his heart with the right verse of Scripture. So many times when people are given the opportunity, they're passing out, you know, tracts and going on like that. They're only concerned about the spiel that they're going to give. They're not concerned about the person they're talking to. They're thinking, okay, now I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to take him to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and then I'm going to take him to Romans 6, 23, and then I'm going to take him to, you know, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, then I'm going to take him to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. They're not even thinking about what the other guy's saying. Listen, don't do that. Be courteous. Be wise. Listen to what he's saying. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And he's liable to say something that will reveal to you exactly what you need to say in response, and your response will speak directly to his heart. And if it's a verse of Scripture, the Holy Spirit can use that, I'm telling you, in a way that is wonderful. Gets right down to the man's heart and soul. All right, here's another thing. When you're passing out tracts, don't argue. Don't argue. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 7, the Bible, I'm telling you, the Bible is so sharp. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, I'm turning there to get it for you. The Bible says this: "Go from the presence of a foolish man, when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. You're dealing with a fool, and he doesn't have the lips of knowledge, leave. Just leave. There's no reason. You're not out there to start an argument. You're not out there to win an argument. The Bible says, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Listen, you're sowing seed. And if you're dealing with someone who just wants to argue, move on. You say, well, Paul and Apollos opened and alleged that Jesus was the Christ. Yeah, if you're dealing with somebody and he's not being a fool, he's sincere, but he's a skeptic or he just doesn't understand, you may have to stay with it and he may get upset. You know, Paul said we were shamefully entreated. I understand that. But listen, you're not out there to be Paul. And you're not out there to make a name for yourself on how much contention you can get into. You're out there to sow the seed of the Word of God and try to bring somebody to Christ. You don't need to be afraid, but don't argue with a fool. You're wasting your time. Here's another thing. When you're passing out tracts, obey the law. Yeah, obey the law. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Never, under any circumstances, violate laws and ordinances when you're passing out tracts. Now, I understand about Christian liberty, and we're not talking about Christian liberty here. We're talking about these kind of things. For instance, malls are private property, and so you don't have the freedom to stand in the mall and pass out tracts. I mean, if you wanted to do it legitimately, you're going to have to obtain permission, and I'll grant you, you're not going to get permission in 99.9% of the cases. But on the other hand, when you're in the mall, proprietors probably wouldn't trouble you if you were to hand out a tract to a clerk or to a cashier who's just helped you. That's what you do in the ordinary course. But don't say, hey, there are a lot of people at the mall. There's a good place for us to go pass out tracts. And then just hand them out there while you're walking down the hall. You're going to meet the security guard, okay? And he's going to escort you to the door or tell you to stop doing what you're doing. And the reason is they don't want Jehovah's Witnesses in there passing out literature, and they don't want Buddhist monks, you know, dinging bells and raising money and passing out their stuff. They don't want that. They know they've gathered up a group of people in an air-conditioned environment where there are a lot of folks. They're not going to want you to be running around doing that. So obey the law. Here's another thing. Be faithful. Be faithful. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17. Be faithful. That is, if you and I have a great opportunity with tracts to get the gospel into the hands of a lot of people, absolutely. I mean, you can cover a tremendous amount of ground. And listen, there's all kinds of evidence that tracts work. So the Bible says, a faithful ambassador is health. A faithful ambassador is health. In other words, stay with it. Paul, when he gave his own testimony, said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. So stay with it. In other words, you should always carry tracts with you, and you should also carry a New Testament. That way you're always ready to give the gospel to anyone you meet. And then keep it up until Jesus comes or until you go home to be with the Lord. Really, it's a wonderful thing. Just, you know, wherever you keep your wallet, your keys, you know, your pen, your glasses, whatever, wherever you keep that, just keep a stack of tracts in that place. And each day when you get your wallet or your purse and your glasses and your keys and your pen and whatever else you take that's right there in that same location, just reach over there and grab you four or five tracts. And take them with you. By the end of the day, you'll be out. You will have remembered that there were those kinds of opportunities to pass out a tract. And if you've got a New Testament in your purse or a small New Testament in your back pocket or your coat pocket, depending on how you dress, you've got that weapon. You've got what you need when there's an opportunity to tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was talking to an 83-year-old man the other day, and he said, I always, and have for years, always carry my New Testament. He said, when I go to the clothing store to buy shirts, I always buy shirts that have two pockets. I carry tracts in one, and I carry my Bible in the other. I'm always ready to show somebody something from the Scripture about the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. That is faithfulness. That is faithfulness to the cause. And then one other practical tip on passing out tracts. Leave the results to God. truly, leave the results to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul said in verse 6, 1 Corinthians 3:6, I have planted, Apollos watered, watch it, but God gave the increase. God gave the increase. You're not in charge of what somebody does with the gospel. That's not your responsibility. The decision is his responsibility. He has to decide what he's going to do with the gospel. So once someone receives a tract from you, I mean, you definitely want him to read it, and you definitely want him to be saved. But you know what he may do? He may turn right around and throw it in the trash. Just the other day, we have some young men on spring break, and we went out and we went to some public places where we could pass out tracts. And one of the last fellows that we dealt with, a couple of guys sitting there on one of the park benches, they got confrontational. Our guys just left. They weren't listening to that. I mean, the guys, you know, cussing and using the F word and all that stuff. That guy's not interested in listening to this stuff. And they got up and walked by a trash can and very emphatically threw the tract in there to make a big display. We don't want nothing to do with no God. Hey, that's his decision. I'm going to tell you something. If he doesn't get saved, he's going to stand before God one of these days, and God is going to replay that episode. And he's going to say, dude, you had the gospel in your hand and threw it away. And then off to hell he goes. So listen, that little episode right there, that's between him and God. And another thing, when you're passing out tracts, you don't want to force a prayer out of somebody with some clever ploy. Oh, I've seen all that. I want to see, you know, where a guy walks up, gives a guy a tract, and then takes him by the hand and says, you don't want to go to hell, do you? He said, no. He said, well, then pray this prayer with me. You won't go to hell. That is just a clever ploy. That gets a prayer out of a guy. The soul winner goes back and says, well, I won another one to Christ. You didn't win anything. If nothing, you may have sealed the guy's doom, because the next person that comes to deal earnestly with him about the gospel, he'll say, well, I already prayed that prayer. Well, praise God, you're saved. No, he's not. He prayed a prayer. Listen, he needs to receive Jesus Christ, and that's not something that you can make him do. Now listen, tracts are a great way to spread the gospel. Keep them with you, give them out, and be prepared to preach the gospel if a man is interested in knowing more about Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.